Well, you know, William Geddes said to me a couple of years ago, he made the comment that the communities are disintegrating. And even on the Western Isles of Lewis. And then he said, but new communities are forming, and some of them are diasporic communities and people that have, you know, whose parents maybe left, like my dad or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said, and some of them are green-minded communities, and maybe they're the ones that will bring back the garlic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yet, yes and no, and I hear the there's an ambivalence around that, and there's a part that wants to say no, no, because, and I heard that in Galgail from young Sean Seamus. When I mentioned that, he said, oh, but, you know, but they'll never have it right and they'll never be the same, and that's true.
That's true, because it's an organic thing. Culture is all organic. And if you try and, you know, artificially bring it back, you're going to get artificiality.
Yes.
You know?
Somebody else's hybrid version of something that they think.
Yeah, yeah. Because the difference is that you're, if you learn Gaelic from the knee, you're learning about traditions and so on, you learn, you're not learning, you're just, it's like, you're just soaking it in as you grow up. Whereas if you learn a language, you don't learn it in that way, you learn it in some other way. You know, you don't so it's a different procedure, isn't it? Learning in a community of speakers that's doing it just as a necessity, as it were. You know, their life is a necessity. They want to learn a living. Don't think about the language at all.
That's right.
You know, it's just a part of life.
So we lose a great deal in that, I think, in that, you know, yes, we can become semi-fluent learning it at university or college or e-learning or whatever, but mm-hmm. I hear this at home, and this is part of what gave rise to, you know, part of my question there was, I'll listen to these, especially some of the young male speakers at home, and they're, you know, they're fluent as such, mm-hmm. and they'll strut their stuff. They'll stand and they'll speak, and they know their tikanga or their customs or whatever, and they're proud young Maori males. And often when I sit and listen, I know that they don't really know the meaning of what they're saying in a deeper sense, or they would not be saying and doing the way they're saying and doing. And they would be mirroring different ways of things, and I see it and I hear it when I listen, and I think, I mean, they don't know that they don't know, but with that though is not knowing a particular kinds of values, and those values are missing in in their articulations and their all of their things.
I'm not the son of a crofter, for a start.
You know. Right.
My father was, he came from a crofting family, my father, but he was a missionary in the church, in the Free Church of Scotland. Ah. In fact, he was a missionary in Staffan here.
Oh, okay.
And he met my mother when he was in Staffan.
Right.
And married, you know, and that's how, in fact, she was from this croft here, you know.
Ah.
Yeah.
How lovely. Yeah.
And so, he would be staying in that place for a couple of years, two or three years, and then the church would move him on to some other place. So I started life in Staffan. I was in Uig, just across the way, until I was four or five. And then we moved to Borb in Lewis, and that's when I went to school.
Uh-huh.
A Gaelic-speaking village or district in Lewis, Borb. I went to school there. I couldn't speak any English. It was just yes and no. I couldn't speak English. It was just yes and no. But when he went to the school, teaching was done through the medium of English. So he soon learned English. You know? So I became bilingual.
Right.
And then from Bor went to Waternish, and I went to primary school in Waternish for a couple of years until my father moved back to Staffan when I was 8 years old. And I was here for 4 years then. And went to the primary school over here. But none of these schools I went to taught to the medium of Gaelic. Mm. Although the pupils mostly all had Gaelic. We spoke Gaelic to each other, you know.
Was that frowned on?
Not in my day, but you hear stories about people, generation before me being, maybe some of my generation as well, being reprimanded or...
Right.
They used to put a stick, in, not in my generation, before that, they used to put a stick around a person. So the person, you passed it on if you spoke Gaelic. The person, the last person of the day to speak Gaelic had a stick around their neck. Yeah, that was done in probably the beginning of the 20th century or end of the 19th, yeah. So that's the kind of life I had. Then from Staffan we moved to Glenelg on the mainland, which is the only place I was in where Gaelic wasn't the dominant language. Mm-hmm. My father had to learn to preach in English then. Because they couldn't understand, well, not enough people understood Gaelic there.
Right.
So it was a bit awkward for him, but he managed.
Oh my goodness.
And from there we left to go to Achmore and Lewis again, and okay. I went to Lewis Castle College in Stornoway, and I was there for 16, and then went off to sea.
Did they teach or speak in Gaelic at the school in Stornoway at the time?
Teachers.
Did they teach Gaelic, or did they teach in Gaelic?
Not in the college.
Right.
It was a technical college.
Okay.
I did navigation.
Right.
And seamanship. But in the Nicholson Institute, and I was there for a term. It was a big school in Stornoway. They had Gaelic there. You know, they taught Gaelic there.
Right.
The Gaelic classes, not through the medium of Gaelic though, as a subject.
Okay.
Which is a strange sort of thing which happens in secondary schools.
Yes.
You taught Gaelic. To the medium of English, you know.
I remember learning French like that.
I suppose the natives, if there was a native speakers class, they would probably, you know, speak in Gaelic, I would think. But even in university, when I went to Edinburgh University in the Celtic department, it was English that was spoken. That was in the 1970s. They were speaking, doing the Gaelic course through the medium of English, which was a bit strange.
We're a bit strange indeed.
Yeah.
So in the 70s when you did your teacher training, that was as a Gaelic medium teacher?
It was as a Gaelic teacher, and I was teaching in secondary schools.
Right.
As I said before, in the secondary schools, Gaelic is taught to the medium of English, funny enough. To learners, I'm talking
yes,
about.
Sure.
The learners come into school, first year, second year,
right.
And they don't have any Gaelic, so you teach them from books and so on, and that's the way it's taught.
No wonder it doesn't work.
Exactly, it's like they teach French, like teaching a foreign language. That's the way. And the materials from the SQA are aimed at that, you know, the Scottish Qualifications Authority. In the 80s, things changed, you know. From about 1985 onwards, there's a Gaelic medium school set up in Renes, in primary school. And these were children being taught to the medium of Gaelic, and now things have moved on to the extent that in places like Portree you've got four or five subjects in the secondary school being taught to the medium of Gaelic. So the children are coming through from the primary school into the secondary. It's not happening enough. There's a lot of difficulties with particularly getting teachers.
Right.
Teachers who, subject teachers, who can teach Gaelic, that's a big difficulty.
Subject teachers teaching Gaelic is a huge, it's the same with Māori at home. It's just, and what we found is that Māori, well, at one stage, they had a policy of taking a fluent Māori speaker off wherever, put them through a crash course in teaching, turn them out the other side as the Māori teacher who taught Māori, taught in Māori, taught maths, geography, whatever theoretically in Māori, on the basis of a one-year crash course in teaching, and complete disaster.
Yeah,
and then, of course, the government would say, well, we've thrown all this money, we've done all of this, and it's not working, so...
I can imagine, yeah.
Sounds very similar.
There are efforts being made to recruit teachers, you know, to and some efforts are being made, right enough. And some people who have learned Gaelic are coming into teaching. Quite a lot of people, I would think, are coming into teaching. But maybe they've been learning Gaelic for years and years, you know, and then coming into teaching. So, that is a priority, has been for a while, with Border Gaelic and so on, to try and. In fact, I think Sol Morosic has a course for teachers now this year, starting this year.
Right.
Where they can get teacher training, Gaelic medium teaching, and Aberdeen as well, Aberdeen University, they train teachers, and I think, and of course there's Strathclyde University as well. So there are efforts being made.